Hello everyone, this is James Feder and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. And today, another special episode since I'm back with the gang. Say hello to Isabella Ver and Mika Puyon.
Hello!
Hi, we're back.
We're back. Yeah. And I guess we're so New York.
You can't afford us.
And today, syempre, yun yung theme natin. If we're going to New York, what songs will you play? Or like, what songs do remind you of New York? Mm-hmm.
Ano ba yun? Anyway. Have you guys been to New York?
Yes. Yes. I love New York. Kayo? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the part I've seen though is just, I guess, the most touristy part of it.
Yes. Same, same. But
iba yung vibe ng city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Iba talaga, no? Parang, it can compare sa Makati or other cities.
No.
Parang it's like the busiest.
It's like everything's so fast.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
As in talagang tos lights everywhere. Mm-hmm. So anong season kayo nagpunta ng New York? I mean, anong mga times na napuntahan niyo? Like ako kasi fall and winter.
Same, yeah.
Fall and spring sa akin.
Fall and spring. Mm-hmm. So kung sa'yo spring?
Yeah.
Maganda siya.
Really?
Oo. Medyo mainit pag maaraw.
Medyo mainit. Yes.
Medyo mainit pag maaraw. Pero at night, it's cold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ako napuntahan ko, one of the parang most recent, siguro mga 2018 before the pandemic, pumunta kami like super blue cold, as in it would mean na super cold, as in talagang
as in yung masakit sa buto.
Oo, as in talaga pag lumabas ka like 2 seconds pa lang, as in 6 layers na 2 seconds pa lang ramdam mo na
the cold. Oh my god.
And actually nagko-code sila because para dun sa mga homeless na pumasok sa shelter kasi diba tendency is like wow. As in, mom, yeah. Talaga sila. So, it's really cold. So, na-experience ko yun.
So, at, were you able to do anything?
Yeah, nanonood pa rin ako ng Broadway. Of course. Ito yung kay Lea Salonga na
Once on this Island.
Once,
ah, oh my gosh.
Once on this Island. Yeah, tapos, naghihintay ako doon for Lea. I was like
outside.
Uhog. Tapos parang, okay, hindi sila lumabas.
Oh no.
Kasi it's too cold.
Yeah,
super cold talaga. Yeah. Like, mga isa lang na actor yun.
But,
yeah. Pero best for me is yung fall na. Kasi parang lamig lang. Pwede ka mag-coat.
Oo. Hindi siya ganun kalamig. Lang. And then yes. It doesn't get hot nga.
Yep, same. Yep.
You can still don winter fashion and they won't really give you a weird
look. Mm-hmm. At saka dun, parang ang sarap mag-pumorma kasi parang
yes. The layering.
The layering.
I love layering.
Tapos parang lahat talaga. Parang pag may nakakita sa'yo, diba? Parang, yes, queen. Like,
and ikaw, like, as a girl, I don't have to shave my legs.
Yeah.
Tsaka, I love fall then with the coats and stuff kasi pwede kang kumain. Tapos, tago.
Yes. True.
No bill, parang.
Correct.
But just like, you know, whatever.
I mean, if we have it, work it. But whatever, like, you know. Correct.
It just makes it easier.
Then, you're just wearing a blanket outside. That's real.
The comfort level is up there.
At saka yun nga, yung para pag naglagay ka ng mga
scarves.
Scarves.
Oh my god. Sobrang comfy.
Yeah,
pero
mukha
kang
Carrie, Sex and the City.
Yeah, you look so cozy na parang Vogue, guys.
Yes.
Correct. Tapos parang yun nga, di ba yung culture naman ng mga Americans, like, super open sila, like, uy, oh my god, ang ganda na damit mo. Ika-call out ka, like,
Yes.
Yeah, they're very
then, like,
vocal.
Super vocal. Talagang parang, I love. Yun nga, super welcoming. Yeah. So, parang give it a chance, kunwari, to travel again back to New York, will you guys?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Uh-huh. And gusto niya tumira doon, like, ako, I swear, like, pwede ba kahit isang taon? I just wanna really
actually,
say
yeah.
na I'm a New Yorker. Because I'm so New York. Yeah.
Just afford that apartment in Fifth Avenue, Charlotte.
Ay, oo nga eh. Kung kaya lang.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd love to keep a house there.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Why not? I mean,
ganun, may
manifest na natin.
True, sige. It's gonna happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, anong plano yung gawin doon? Like, kumari nga, if you, kumari talaga.
Kung posible talaga.
Posible.
Wala nga, magpa-Broadway.
I'd love to work there. I mean, easy access. I don't want to stay in LA, but you're like in the East Coast.
Yeah. Naalala ko talaga, parang sabi ko, oh my God, kung taga New York ako. Tapos alam yung mga, di ba yung mga dati yung mga TLC or like, no. Yung, di ba may mga MTV na live?
Oo.
Tapos parang nakikita mo lang sila dun sa screen nag-tape.
Yes.
Parang,
you just want to watch.
Good Morning America. Parang, oh my God. Nasa Rockefeller ka.
There's people in the background waving and you're like, hey.
Sa mga magpa-perform lang talaga, like different artists. Parang, ay, may kagkukuha ka lang ng bagel. Tapos, ay, manonood ka na rin ng concert.
Actually, yeah. That's what I like. That's true. Na parang there's always something happening. There's always something to see.
It never sleeps. The city that never sleeps, diba?
Correct. Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, i-discuss natin further yung the city that never sleeps with the songs that reminds us of New York or, you know, yan. So, sisimulan ko na ay, sige. Ako, simulan ko na. Doon tayo sa Arthur's Theme. Ang hirap na. Best That You Can Do by Christopher Cross. Siyempre, you all know this. Mm-hmm. And the part that I enjoy listening to is yung when you get caught between the moon and New York City. Siyempre, parang kahit sobrang ano niya, sobrang city lights, city vibe, and like super busy, parang ang saya ng thought na parang, oh my God, pwede kang ma-in-love sa New York City.
Uh-oh.
And how freeing that is. Kasi, syempre, at least for someone like me na LGBTQ+, dun yung Stonewall.
Yes. Yes.
So, parang, ang romantic for me nung image ng when you get caught between the moon and New York City, parang, best that you can do is fall in love. So, pakinggan natin lang siya quickly.
A snippet.
Yeah, a snippet of it. Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's... So, isa sa mga gustong i-discuss, why do you guys think na maraming nakikreate na love songs about New York?
I was just gonna ask that though. Okay, I was thinking like, yes. What's with the romanticism? Sizing of New York.
Because yes. I mean, Paris, understandable. I think, at least from the image that I see, di ba? Parang super, yung parang ang dami flowers, romantic, and like, sila talaga, I don't know. But like, with the city that is super busy.
And we have all been there.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you get there, the first thing you think isn't really like, I'm gonna fall in love in this city. It's more like, oh my gosh, it's so busy.
Parang, oh my God, pwede akong manood ng basketball.
Yeah! Yeah.
There's always something to do. Yeah.
Yes. Uminom sa bars.
So like, what, is it like a way of like, slowing down?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. It's siguro dahil backdrop siya lagi ng mga best, rom-com, Serendipity.
Actually, it is, yeah.
Right? And then, Sex in the City, yung mga...
Baka kasi nga, parang the thought, kasi it is so busy, and it's there's so many people in the city, the thought of really falling in love there and having that one person is so... Like, it's like a miracle almost to even find someone at all.
It makes it all the more special because there's someone that slows down the time for you just for you to be able to find that rest.
Yep.
Yeah.
And given siguro the melting pot of cultures, different cultures talaga na parang meeting... in this place na parang, oh my God, parang center of the world siya.
Oh, actually.
Tapos parang, for you to find someone na parang, oh my God,
at na they could have been, exactly, they could be someone from the other part of the world na nahanap mo siya dito.
Oh, tapos parang, okay. So baka yun.
Why?
Pero the thought alone, diba?
Yeah.
Super romantic na parang, oh my God.
Like, if I had a choice to fall in love in Paris or New York, I'd choose New York.
Right? Kasi mas diverse. At saka siguro like meron si mas mahal kasi mas ma- hindi, joke. Mahal pareho, I don't know, pero mas
true.
I don't know, mas work ano sila.
And I think when it comes to that, sure there's parang the whole Paris image and the notion, pero I think New York, even though may pagka-romanticize nga, it's still a bit more grounded because there's the realism and the fact that it's people hustling every day and we're all a part of that grind. But then you find that parang reprieve, that rest. I don't know how people say it, respite. That's what I get from Bridgerton and
Charlotte. Okay. Nice. Okay. So that brings us to your song.
Okay.
Yes.
It's also first, like a love song.
A love song, right? Also, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was thinking of the question, yeah. But anyway, the song that I chose is La La Lost You.
Yes.
By Nicki.
So yeah, let's play a little clip from that song. yung acoustic version.
Yes.
Para mas romantic.
Well, I'm so sad, are you on the subway? Well, I drive, are you getting on the L train? Me and Manhattan's nice, so Malibu nights. You will know if you stay, you will know if you put up a fight. Your toes turn blue in winter, I'm getting red rum. That's a trick for all of the things left unsaid. I'm missing.
Hey, beautiful. Sobrang ganda.
Grabe.
Queen of Coachella.
Yes. Ang galing niya magsulat, ano?
Super
she
galing.
She can paint a picture talaga.
Yes.
It's so good.
And also, yun nga, parang ang highlight kasi ng song na to is parang bakit laging parang from coast to coast?
Uh-oh.
Like may lumilipat from one city to
another.
No one
wants to be in the middle.
Yeah. Oo nga, ano ang meron sa America? Bakit kailangan
West? Something...
Either the Pacific or like the Atlantic.
Bakit?
Oo nga, Americans
talos. Americans talos? Explain to us.
Diba tawag nila sa middle ground ay fly zone? Pero I mean like...
may tao dyan!
Why? Pero diba, bakit laging ganun? Parang pag nakipag-break and you're from LA, and then put ako New York.
Oh, pinakamalayo, diba?
Right?
Why? I don't know why.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what the song is about, diba? And it makes it so sad talaga.
Yes.
But, I don't know. The images nga that she writes about New York are so beautiful still.
Mm-hmm. At siyang visual talaga.
Yeah.
Napaka-specific.
Nakita mo
yeah,
talaga.
Manhattan's nice. Uh-oh. Yeah, Malibu nice. But,
Ang galing.
Ang galing.
Ang galing niya.
And yun nga, I guess... Siguro na na-consume na tayo talaga ng American media being New York.
I think so.
Sorry, pero talagang parang okay, you either choose parang dalawa. Kasi imagine, like, driving, di ba, sa West Coast,
mm-hmm.
drive sila. Sila, ang hiling nila, like, one part, mall lang.
Hindi siya public transportation.
Oh, hindi public
cannot,
transportation. But then,
East Coast
subway.
Public transportation ka na agad.
Yes.
Which I think is so beautiful then about the song kasi parang both of the places have been romanticized.
Yes.
Can you imagine also falling in love in LA? Parang it's also super fun. It's a different vibe.
Yep.
But like, they're completely opposite.
They love differently.
Yeah.
Parang
yes.
They show the, parang she shows the personality differences between her and her lover through the cities.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the next, well, yung song din na in-add ko is Manhattan naman by... In relation to Lala Lost on You, Manhattan by, of course, Sarah Bareilles. Play lang natin super quick, pero ito naman back, pabaliktad. From LA to New York, di ba yung Lala Lost on You? Pero ito, New York to
LA.
It's, ang background ng song na to is love letter, or parang breakup letter to ng ex niya. So, ex ni Sarah Bareilles. So, sinulat niya na parang, you can have Manhattan.
God, Sarah Bareilles is so good.
Super good. Like, let's listen to it. Parang, super, super nice song. Gusto ko ma-appreciate niyo. So, pause ko muna yung recording.
For somebody new. I can't help you.
Grabe, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
You can have Manhattan because I can't have
nakakaiyak siya.
Nakakaiyak.
Oh,
super.
Bakit nakakaiyak yung mga kanta?
Bakit? Why? Yun nga eh. So, iniisip ko parang laging, siguro meron talaga silang thing sa pagsaseparate. And also, a factor talaga yung, I guess, yung environment mo in building a relationship. And like, when nagpa-fall apart na, di ba, parang ganun sa breakup, kailangan mong umalis sa nakasanayan parang for your sanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I guess, ganun sila. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, let's go on. Sige, baka mas marami pang topic na pa-provide yung New York. Sige, from your end, ano yung gusto mo i-share na song?
I guess I'll share yung If I Love You.
Yes.
It's, well, that version in particular by Joe Stafford, yan kasi yung narinig ko on the radio, just like a story about it. I remember I didn't know anything about the song.
Mm-hmm.
We turned on the radio. My uncle was driving on the Queensboro Bridge.
Yes.
From Manhattan to Queens, and I was in the front seat. Nakaroll yung window because we were not using AC. It was cold.
Yes.
And then the song comes on, and it was just like my head resting on the window, and it was just so quiet. It was at night. The lights were all on.
Oh my gosh! And shot.
Yeah, I was like in I was like 15 years old, and like thinking, you know, it'd be nice to fall in love one day like this. And then
that's
just,
such
just
a main character moment.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Like, this is amazing. Like, wow, it's a very quiet moment coming from like the hustle and bustle of the city, and then back home, and you're like. Seems nice. It's very, for me, very parang present moment for me, one of those times.
So. And it's from the album Autumn in New York.
Oh,
so
really?
It really, okay. It really is that for New York. Yeah. So parang, what is about New York talaga, that people likes to fall in love.
And it's from, I haven't seen it yet, it's from a musical called Carousel.
Okay. Let's play a little clip from that. Mm-hmm.
Say all I'd want you to know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
Carousel's a good show, you guys should watch it.
Oh, I wanna watch it.
Have you heard this song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when I heard it, it was Jesse Mueller singing.
Yeah.
I wanna listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, because remake niya directly after Waitress, kasi nag Carousel shot.
Galing niya talaga.
Really? Yeah. Super galing niya. Oh my gosh. So actually, naisip ko nga to, parang ito yung sa park, sa Grand Central.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Grand Central Station. No. The
station.
Or Central Park.
Central Park.
Yeah.
Grand Central Park.
Let's merge it. Crossover of the century.
Oh my god. Kasi magkakaligit na sila. Oh my god. Yun na yung naisip ko. Actually, pag sinabing New York, ano yung film na una yung naiisip? Or like series besides Sex and the City. Ako Gossip Girl kasi yung Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl.
Right?
It is Gossip Girl,
actually.
Parang Serenades. New York, ano pa ba? At saka yung mga Empire State. Oh my god. Gossip Girl kasi like, di ba dun yung moment ni Blair at saka ni Chokba sa taktok ng Empire State Building? Siguro yung ganun. Di ba pag nakakit ka din ng sobrang lakas ng hangin? Like, ano ba to? Makita mo yung Queens, makita mo yung Manhattan. Parang, ang ginawa to. Alam ng hangin.
Nabablow away ka na.
Yeah. And yun nga, siguro yung touristy vibe niya talaga na nakip din. I think like, yun nga. Hindi siya overrated. I think it is rated
proper. Do
you
think like New York as a city like knows? Like for the tourists, like they make it so na parang maromanticize yung city. Because when you ask a New Yorker, parang they're like, hindi naman eh.
But I think kunwari yung people from the tourist industry, they know. Yeah. I mean, yung that sells merch.
Yeah, diba? So, they sell the vibe na parang fall in love with New York.
Yes. Kasi I remember, diba, merong photo si John Lennon na nakasulat. Naka-sando siya na New York City or muscle shirt.
Mm.
Tapos parang, yung picture na yun, nasa t-shirt. New York City. Inception.
Yeah. Where
shirt.
Are they?
Like, ganun, binibenta talaga nila yung idea. Na, oh my god, everybody loves New York.
Yeah.
Ano to, Briton na to, di ba? And yeah, parang, inisip ko din, kasi parang looking back, history ng New York from Hamilton. Di ba parang, Ano yung line ng Three Sisters? History happened.
The
greatest
yes.
city in the world. Yeah. History is happening in Manhattan. So I think factor talaga yung parang history niya. Na parang everybody knows this. Na parang dito naglayag yung mga tao.
Then actually, dun na naman talaga sila nag-start. Eh.
Yeah. So nag-build talaga yung city. And like, everybody knows it. It's like all around the world. So I guess yung familiarity and people falling in love with it, and then people falling in love doon mismo.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go for another New York love story. That's a song from Joey Contreras and Leslie Hyatt.
Yes.
Right? So sing kayong may song nito. Let's play a little clip of that.
It's 2 in the morning, I'm drunk on the subway. There's too many people around, we kind of look like zombies. Why are we all here so late? Playing the same song on my iPhone. Avril Lavigne again, it puts me in a mood.
Alright.
Oh my god, you missed that. You're about to get to the line where parang pumasok na yung ex niya.
Okay, so...
Anyway, yeah, just listen to the song so that you know what happens.
And
there's
the title
a whole
is
story.
Another New York love story.
Another New York love story.
So napaka-common ng falling in love.
Which is actually what then the song talks about. Because that's why it's called Another New York Love Story. Because she's saying na parang, we're just like everybody else. Ano?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, this is one story that's come and gone. That's parang, I have to get over it.
Okay, boy meet
girl. Boy meet girl. Ganun. Parang, or... Yeah, or like, girl meet girl. Actually, I'm not sure who, if it's a guy or a girl who she's talking about. That's weird. But like, yeah, it's just like another person. I have to get over it again. Maybe I'll just try to move on. But then it also paints the scene na parang, oh my god, nag-break na kami, pero andyan na naman siya. Tapos parang, we go to the same places.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I want you guys to listen to it, so I don't want to give away the story.
Yes.
But
okay.
There's like an ending to
it. Parang musical song ba siya?
It's a musical.
So parang how can we like not include a Broadway song, diba? But I mean like, it just makes sense na parang New York playlist
musicals,
kailangan.
Yes.
Kasi ito yung talagang,
mm-hmm.
diba?
Mm-hmm.
Ito yung
mm-hmm.
prime location for best musicals in the world.
Yeah.
Pero, diba, Ia, nakapunta ka na sa West End. So, anong difference ng dalawa?
Yeah, what's the difference? Man?
Immediately, I think you can't compare it.
Really?
But I would always... When it comes to that scene,
okay,
Broadway
talaga.
Really? Like why?
Oo nga eh.
Like the production level, because it can't be the talent.
It's not the talent. I think you're both on that.
Okay.
I think it's just New York has New York had it long. Have they had it longer?
I'm
for sure.
Sure.
It's really
I'm
like a
sure.
huge part of what they. I mean, the selling point. Because
when you go to London, you don't really immediately think West End.
West End, yeah. I mean, at least you have the counterpart.
Yeah.
And of course, the people are just as that. Because often they just interchange.
Yeah.
Diba? They go from West End to Broadway.
Yeah, balik-balik. That's true.
Yeah, but I would say.
Broadway talaga yung prime.
It's just the vibe, siguro. Like the
and everybody
vibe.
Goes there kasi for it.
Yeah.
And like, I almost think like along that area, anyone can, parang Pilipina siya na anyone can sing na lang talaga. Just because it's that community, that neighborhood is like so vibrant and so indie when it comes to that culture and that field. Whereas, I guess the West End, it's like really just a very special place where you go for musicals.
Mm, parang pili yung tao.
I think there's a bit more of a, well, I don't know in deep how the actors who work there really feel. Pero I guess for me as a spectator, makakita ka pa ng clear divide, which is not a problem in itself.
Okay, yeah.
But I will see more of the mixing and the blending when I'm in, like when I see Broadway.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Nice. So that brings us to the next song. Yung Super Rich Kids.
I love that.
Gusto niyo yun? Gusto niyo yung transition?
I love that.
No, kasi, let's admit it, mahal man.
Yo!
Mahal
man. Sure. You have to set aside a budget talaga.
Yeah,
budget talaga. Yes. But syempre, the song Super Rich Kids by Frank Ocean and Earl Sweatshirt is not about that, I guess.
Oh, that's about... I think the deeper message of the song is about consumerism then. But it really just reminds me of Gossip Girl.
I love this song. Yeah.
It's the
fantasy
of being like the top of the food chain.
Ah, yes.
And you know what? Because makikita mo sila, they're supposed to be hanging out by the steps of the Met. Wearing such uniforms that are so fashionable. I'm
correct.
Just like,
okay.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's play this song. Okay,
the fantasy.
Let's see.
Thank you.
many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines.
So yun, I think yun din maganda sa New York. Napaka-dynamic niya. Na parang, oh my God, may Upper East Side na super rich.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos meron tayong, anong opposite that?
Lower East Side?
There's
Upper East Side and there's Upper West Side. I think,
yes.
I remember that someone, was it Blair, who was like, ew, the Upper West Side? Parang gumanon pa siya. Okay. So there's even a class struggle with the different parts of New York.
Gosh, I want to rewatch Gossip Girl, the original one.
Gusto ko din.
You should so rewatch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yun nga, and also, diba, I mean, Harlem, I mean, merong urban... Yeah. Or na ba sila considered? I'm not sure. Urban poor. Diba sila talaga yung nag-create ng culture din. Harlem, which is part of New York also. And syempre yung Manhattan nga, na parang, oh my God, nag-build ng fashion and all these things. So parang, napaka-dynamic, napaka-laking. I mean, city siya. City lang siya, pero parang, yun nga, yung class divide. And like, so I guess, that makes it interesting and parang, reflective of, kumari, sa tayo lumaki, Philippines talaga, na meron talaga yung ganong divide. But, yeah.
For all its glory, I guess, there's really, like, a seedy part to it. Not just, I guess, the area in itself, pero how the people live as a reflection of how they're governed.
Yes.
So.
Correct. Oo nga eh. So, naalala ko talaga yung ano, yung The Politician. Kasi diba may themes din sila dun about New York.
The one of Ben Platt?
Sa season 2. Anyway. Oh my God. Pwede natin pag-usapan to the whole day. But yes. Let's go on to your last song.
Okay.
Mika, yung Talk It Up by Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Okay.
What's about?
So I actually, my friend was the one that introduced me to this song. And when she sent it to me, I got fired. And I was so sad. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like crying.
Not because sinanya yung song.
No. No, like I was messaging her. I was like, oh, I'm so sad. Like I lost my job. And then she's like, okay, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know why for some reason it just reminds me of like someone like young and in their 20s living in New York or any city. And, like trying to really find their way and find who they are. And then like, finding other group of people. So that's what it's talking about, like the daily life lang and like the struggles of being 20 years old and just having the world happen to you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Sige,
I love this
song. Natin. Okay. Alright, actually, yung vibe niya, yung jazzy vibe, parang it's reminiscent of New York.
Yeah,
New York.
You think of like the city, diba?
Yeah. Yes.
That's parang for me, like, what's like a. I don't know about romanticizing New York, but like, where's like such a great place to find yourself? If not in the city.
Yes.
And like, if you really parang trying to like build up yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're not taken down by the city, I feel like you can do anything. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it was giving that vibe. So I was like, okay, this song is very helpful to me.
Okay, to support that, yung last song ko is Welcome to New York.
Oh my God, sige na.
Sorry, wait, I have to. Let's play the song. Okay. Para hindi tayo ma-copyright.
Sorry,
Tia. Hanggang na tayo sa intro. Ay, hindi ko na-realize na ganun pala kahaba yun.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, itong song na to, she wrote it for Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
I mean, sinulat na to as a letter for Selena.
Really? That's so cute. To listen.
Yes, super BFF sila, diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, pero my favorite line lang ako kasi when you talk about na parang starting anew, mm-hmm. parang starting
yes.
fresh. Ito kasi yung theme na yun, parang from, coming from, I don't know, kung saan nagmula si Selena. I think LA.
Okay,
yeah. Tapos ngayon, lilipat siya sa city na napaka fast paced, napaka ingay.
Mm-hmm.
So parang I think ito yung welcome niya. Pero gusto ko yung highlight lang yung parang, but dito sa song na to na sabi niya, you can want who you want, girls and girls and boys and boys. Na parang, dito, I mean, super buhay yung drag scene,
yeah.
yung gay community, as I've said,
mm-hmm.
na parang napaka-welcoming ng mga tao,
mm-hmm.
na siguro, nadi-discriminate in the, sa ibang part of the state.
Yeah.
Pero dito, I mean, we're all welcome, we're all
mm-hmm.
celebrated.
Yeah.
The queerness of it all,
yeah.
it can be like, you know, ganun. So parang, that's why I really fell in love with New York. Yung thought na parang, you can be the person that you want.
Yeah.
Parang
yeah.
yung vision na, oh my God, pwede pala, posible pala. Uh-huh. Kasi growing up sa Philippines, na napaka-conservative.
Lalim ng
hirap. Ang daming layers na kailangan mo, ay, ang daming mong kailangan i-please
yeah.
para lang.
It's, kind of sad that a foreign place pa is the first to wear it, like maybe
yeah.
the first to welcome you. And it, there's something about New York pa
yes.
na parang compared to any other city, it's like a place where you can start fresh.
Yes.
But start fresh as who you
yourself.
Are.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And that brings us to the last song, yung Diet Mountain
Dew.
Okay, let's play a little clip from
okay.
this. About this song,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about parang going to a place and then accepting who you are, and the real me is makalat. Charot.
I'm sorry. Let's just say na para hindi natin too much romanticize
yeah.
yung New York. Makalat yung New York.
Makalat siya. Makalat siya. Taga everywhere. Ang dumi. Mabaho.
Mabaho.
Yeah.
Mausok. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah,
ahead.
No. I mean, that's the case nga parang, I guess that song, I mean, with how Lana Del Rey is as an artist, like, there's
uh-huh.
so much of it yung parang, yung visual history, like, the past.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So this kind, this song reminds me of parang the time before New York is the way it is now.
Okay.
And parang yung vibrant music scene
yes.
with like yung mga artists na may groupies. You all
yes.
good. And
uh-oh.
Then parang it's kind of a gateway to I guess yung era nung, I would say, yung Hamilton.
Yes.
The Gilded Age. Yung,
yeah.
Oh my God, yung Pinong Met.
Pinong Met na, guys, ano ba?
Oh my gosh, my God, sana drag queens na lang yung pinapunta niya doon.
And, oh yeah, actually, there's like this show called The Gilded Age. Sana pinanood na lang nila. It's
I
so
actually,
good.
Yeah.
And
it
also, like, one of my favorite films, The Age of Innocence. But, I think what pervades over time is, merong certain, I guess, I don't want to use the word again, but I am nakalat about it.
Yes.
Na the rawness of the people.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's, I guess, not always a rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
That,
after all, it's a real place.
Yes.
Real struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Real stories.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So, ano, pupunta pa ba tayo?
Of course naman!
Guys,
also,
given that, we still want to go.
Yeah.
Pupunta pa tayo still, yeah. So thank you very much, girls.
Oh,
like, yes,
thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. This was fun.
I love
mm-hmm.
this episode.
Yeah.
So if you guys can invite them with your socials,
so
where can we see you, Isabella?
Yes, you can find me at Isabella G. Ver with once again 2 S's, 2 L's. Pasensya na, guys.
And you can find me at Mika Said So on Insta.
Yes. And syempre, meron tayong Playlist the Podcast fan page sa Facebook. Alright, thanks everybody! Bye!
Bye!